Welcome to the podcast for St. Andrew's Community United Methodist Church, a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith where our mission is making disciples of Jesus Christ. Well, good day, friends. It is good to have you join us on this podcast again today, and I hope that wherever you are, things are good in your life, and if you're driving, please be aware of those around you while you listen. If you're exercising, you know, I hope that you are getting, you know, just strength and refreshment in your body as you do that. Today, we have a special bonus podcast. We've been doing the podcast on Power for Problems, and we decided to add another one. A couple of weeks ago, we said, you know, hey, there's just one more. We decided to add another one, but we want to kind of review what we have done on this and how it is. What are some of those sources and resources that we find strength in, power in for dealing with our problems? And of course, the first week we did discuss how sometimes the problems are a result of our own, you know, poor decision making, our own choices, and other times things just happen to us and we can't control it and we can't stop it. And for both Stephanie and I, the default mechanism we have is prayer, that when we have a problem, we pray. We go to our Lord and look for strength and help. But then sometimes when we're doing that, we need more. We want other people to help us. And so prayer brings us into God's presence, but sometimes it's helpful to be in the presence of other people and have other people carry those burdens. And of course, with me in studio today, my colleague, my friend, the woman with the good shoes, Pastor Stephanie Greenwald. Stephanie, how are you today? And why don't you tell us about two of the other resources?
I am doing great. Always have so much fun when we get to be in studio together. And yes, I've been loving this series. This is really awesome. And I'm excited that we have this bonus podcast because I think it's going to really be a blessing. But the other two that we talked about were gifts and service. And we talked specifically with gifts about the fact that sometimes when we're in our problems, we get stuck in our problems.
Right.
And it's like we can't find our way out. And my dad always said, you know, it's time to get outside of yourself when you've got problems going on inside of yourself. And so sharing our God-given gifts is a way that we can focus on others outside of our problems. And sometimes it's just the lift that we need in order to gain perspective, you know, on our problems.
You know, hearing you say that, I think, yeah, sometimes it's when we exercise our gifts and we're thinking, hey, God really can use me. Mm-hmm. Again, that's where we experience that power of God in
our
lives.
Yeah, so true. And it really does help give us perspective. And then the last one that we talked about last week was service and how when we serve others, following in the example of Jesus Christ, he came to serve, not to be served. And that as we do that, again, it helps us to lift our eyes above our problems, to see past them, to see that there's more going on than just what goes on right with us, that the world does not revolve around us. And sometimes we need that reality check. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so I find myself going, and this is kind of where our motivation for this bonus comes from. Mm-hmm. When we review those, it's prayer, presence, gifts, service. And that may sound very familiar to some
to
of our
Methodists.
Listeners. And if you're saying to us Methodists is familiar, in the United Methodist Church, when we take vows to be a member of the church, first we declare our repentance of sin and our allegiance to Christ as Lord and Savior. But then our membership vow is that we will be loyal to the church and support it with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and
bonus,
our witness. And so today we're going to look at how the source for power in our problems can be witness, how it is we share our faith, how it is we experience our faith, how the faith of other people sometimes can inspire us. And so, Stephanie, let's start. Well, how can witness be a source of strength in dealing with our problems?
Well, you know, when we talk about a witness, it's basically when we show what is true, what we know to be true. And so we show it, we testify to it, we speak it, we are giving an example. That is our witness. And so when we're doing that as Christians, and we are witnessing to the power of Jesus Christ, I think it helps us to get outside of our problems, overcome our problems, in the fact that it reminds us who Christ is in us, that he has conquered the grave, he's conquered hell, he's conquered death, he is our ultimate example, but he also lives inside of us.
Right. He took care of the biggest problems anybody could ever have, not just in this life, but
in the life to come. Exactly. And I think that that is huge, that when we testify to that and we show it with our words, but also with our actions, then that has a lot of power in our own life and in the lives of others. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, you know, this is going to be no surprise to you, but when I think of how to answer that question, the words to a song come to mind. And one of the earliest, you know, what might be called contemporary Christian songs, I don't know if that is what it was called when it was written, and I think it was written in the 70s. It may have been the end of the 60s, but one of the early pioneers of contemporary Christian music was a man by the name of Andre Crouch.
Oh, yes.
And he had a song called Through It All. I think it was kind of his testimony.
Oh, yeah.
And the lyric in there says, if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that you could solve them.
Yes.
And so,
so good.
Part of my witness, part of my experience in following Jesus is I can look back in my life and I can see how in those times I have problems, God is my refuge. God is my strength. I run to him with my problems.
Yeah.
And after taking time to take some shelter in his presence, which again is part of the whole prayer thing, that when I'm in his presence, I experience calm.
Yeah.
I experience what scripture calls that peace.
Yes.
That passes our ability to really be able to understand it.
Right.
It allows me to take a deep breath and figure out how I'm going to deal with this. And so one of the reasons I think it's helpful to share our faith with others is that it reminds us of what, you know, what you said a while ago. It's what God has done for all people, but even more, you know, specifically what God has done in my life. You know, if God helped me to get over a broken heart once before and my heart is broken now, I can witness that God helps the brokenhearted.
That's so good. It reminds me of a time when I was in chapel in college very early on, and a guy came to speak, and he was he had been a missionary and he was a missionary to some, I think it was some tribal community in Africa, but this the practice of this tribal community was that they would take large sticks that they found, and once they had professed to be Christian and they'd converted, you know, to Christianity, they would mark on these sticks, just notches on the stick, every time that they felt like God brought them through something.
Wow.
And so then they would have these sticks in their tribe, and they would go back, and they, if they were going through something difficult, they would go look at the stick with all the notches on it. Like, here's all the ways God got me through. I mean, that's,
That is very powerful. Yeah. It's a visual, physical reminder of, I can mark how God has been present in my life. I can witness to that. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that powerful?
I am blown away by that. I'm thinking I might need some sticks. I would need really big sticks.
Yes.
Really long sticks because of all the notches that would be in there.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I think, whether people are in the church or even people outside the church, is I don't think if they're looking for someone who can help them with their problems, I don't think people are looking for a problem-free person to help them with their problems. I think people are looking for someone authentic, someone who has had to deal with problems that can witness to the power of Christ helping them. I just wonder if we can comment on that, if you have some comments on that.
Well, you know, I just having been in church work for a long time, I can bear witness to the fact that when I'm pretty real with people, when I'm willing to share the things about myself that were a struggle for me, that it is helpful, that people have come back to me later saying, thank you for being willing to share that with me.
Right.
And, you know, there's, like we've talked about in some of our previous podcasts in this series, there's a level of vulnerability that you have to, you just have to be okay with, because sometimes we do need to show the realness of who we are, the good and the bad,
right,
in order to bear witness to the goodness of God. And so I've known people in the past who worked in church who very much felt like if you were in leadership in the church, you should never show the bad side of you, that people don't want to see that, and you shouldn't show it. And so when I started to become a little more comfortable with that, because when I would see people going through struggles I had, I mean, I wanted to step up and say, I've been there. I know how good God is in this. Let me tell you how he was good for me. He will be good for you. And it helps them to see past the hard part that they're in.
I find myself thinking, if we're on this spiritual journey together, if we mm-hmm. are, you know, helping and walking together, and all of a sudden I find myself in quicksand and I'm sinking mm-hmm. and I think, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I sure hope somebody that's been in quicksand can say, man, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, you might sink a little more, but you're going to be okay. Yeah. And here's how you're going to get out of this. Someone who's had that experience. I think, you know, overall thinking of the witness of the church to people outside the church that maybe are watching and maybe are wondering, does faith mm-hmm. offer me anything? Will it make my life different?
Right.
And if people have the perception, because it's certainly not the reality,
right.
but if people have the perception that Christians mm-hmm. are problem-free people,
no.
then immediately they're going to have the thought, therefore, they cannot possibly understand what I'm going through.
Right, right.
They, you know, we hear that all the time. Well, you just don't understand.
Right.
You know, even youth today, you know, we both have teenage children. you know, they could say to us, well, you just don't understand. And in some ways, they would probably be right, but we did both survive the teenage years
right.
and came through pretty good.
Right.
And so when someone really seems to have it all together, they're probably faking it uh-huh. really well because, as we said in our first episode, we all have problems. And so if someone is perceived as having it all together, mm-hmm. never making mistakes, never making bad choices, never having any problems, and that such a person, we would perceive them that they're just perfect.
Right.
They're just perfect.
Right.
That can be really intimidating.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
I can't go tell that person my problems. They can't help me because it's not only that they don't understand, but they're going to look down on me and think, oh, your faith is so small. You're too weak in your faith. Uh-huh. You're bad Christian, bad,
right.
you know. And,
and nobody wants to be around that.
No. And as you said, I think that's why it is important when we preach and when we teach and when we're relating to people that we share some of that vulnerability.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I mess up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get angry and I say things I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how God helps me.
Right.
And I mean, we want to present ourselves as good role models, but we don't want to suggest that we are problem-free, perfect people, because that's inauthentic.
Right.
Everybody knows that's not reliable.
Well, and living on earth, we're not going to ever be problem three because earth is just a struggle bus. You know, when I think about somebody in my life who has been that for me, you know, who I have looked at and said,
time to get vulnerable here.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. Right. Here we go. It would definitely be my sister, Heather, because, you know, she's gone through a lot of struggles in her life, and she's very open about that because she knows the power of helping others in their struggle. And she has a whole nonprofit organization based on that. She's just an incredible person. But as I watched her go through mourning the loss of her son, her 15-year-old son who was killed in a car accident about 3 years ago, I was blown away at watching, you know, the different stages of grief as she would work through those, that every time, it didn't matter if she was angry, it didn't matter if she was in denial, it didn't matter if whatever part she was going through, she would always testify to the goodness of God within that. And that for me was life-changing to watch her go through that, because it said to me, okay, in my darkest hour, mm-hmm. that must mean God will still be good. And it's like, whoa.
I find myself thinking that we tend to compare our problems to other people.
Yeah.
And if my problem's not as big as that.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Right.
and God can get you through that, mm-hmm. you know, surely, mm-hmm. surely God. I mean, yeah, her yeah. witness in your life yeah. it would be helpful in that way.
So great.
One of the things I think of, and I've actually shared this, the first Sunday I was here at St. Mm-hmm. Andrews, I shared this story in my sermon because I was wanting people to get to know me and know my witness.
Hear a little bit
of my testimony. And it was something that happened actually when I was in high school. So this is over 40 years ago, mm-hmm. and it still impacts my life today. I was somebody just, you know, through my parents' divorce and other things that mm-hmm. happened in life, I had a lot of anger mm-hmm. that I carried, and sometimes I had a pretty short fuse, mm-hmm. you know. If I was a firecracker, you didn't hold me in your hand and light me because I was going to blow up.
Right.
kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I didn't walk around an angry person, but that sure. was a part of who I was, and particularly if I felt there was an injustice or I had been rejected or something. And uh-huh. I had an experience right at the end of my junior year of high school playing in a baseball game, just a scrimmage, just a, you know, warm-up game before the season started. And long story short, some things had happened, and I got cheated, and I knew I'd been cheated, and all the players on both teams knew I had been mm-hmm. cheated, except for the player whose dad was the umpire that game. Ugh. And our coach didn't argue, no, because it was just a scrimmage. It wasn't really
yeah.
that – it wasn't worth arguing
sure.
over. But I really felt injustice.
Yeah.
And when we got out of the inning, I went to the dugout, and I was so – angry. I mean, all my teammates were leaving me alone. They were just letting mm-hmm. me stew and, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
probably hoping I would cool off.
Right.
And we had a man who I always called him our manager. He wasn't our coach. He had two sons on our team. Mm-hmm. He had a heart condition, so he couldn't be that involved in the game. But he took care of us. He bought our uniforms. Mm-hmm. He did things mm-hmm. for us. His name was Mr. Cox. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Cox saw me down there fuming, and he called me over, which I didn't really want anything to do with anybody, and
right.
not Mr. Cox. At that point, and mm-hmm. when I walked over to him, he looked at me and he said, "Yeah, you're a Christian, aren't you?" Mm. And Mr. Cox, golly, mm-hmm. you know, he was just a godly man. I'd been to his church before,
wow.
Loved the man dearly, respected the man deeply,
uh-huh.
but I didn't want to hear him say that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a sobering question.
Don't remind me of my yeah. faith right now, Mr. Cox. I've been cheated,
right?
But I just kind of hung my head and I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "D.A., always remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." That's
wow.
1 John 4:4.
Yep.
That experience is my, you know, why that is my favorite scripture. Mm. But it was also when I got older and I began to look back in my life, that's mm-hmm. when I realized my fuse started getting longer.
Oh,
and a
yeah.
lot of that pain, a lot of that anger, a lot of that guilt, it was just lifted
yeah.
because this man dared to share the word of God with me in a way that was transforming
that is
in,
so
in my
good.
Life. So,
man. And again, witnessing to who God is.
Exactly.
That's just awesome.
And I'm sure, you know, I never got the chance to tell Mr. Cox that. I've always wished I would have had that chance. And I know he would have been humbled, but he wouldn't have thought he did anything great and life-changing.
Right,
He just stared to speak the word of God.
Isn't that crazy, too, to think the power of just a simple phrase mm-hmm. in somebody's life to change really the direction of your life? That's amazing.
Yeah. So here we go. So... if someone looks at your life,
mm-hmm.
if someone looks at, not Pastor Stephanie, but if
yeah.
somebody just looks at Stephanie Greenwald
yeah.
and they want to know what your witness is, mm. what do you hope that they see that can help them
yeah.
in a problem?
Oh, wow. That's a deep question.
It's a bonus question.
It's a bonus question. It's a great way of looking at it. You know, that I feel like there's so much that should be wrapped up in that we could go on forever, but... You know, I would hope that people would see that God is faithful no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That when they look at my life, they would just see a witness to the faithfulness of God, because the ups and the downs and the struggles and the highs and the lows and the joys and the mountaintops and God is the same in all
yeah.
of those things. And you know, I've struggled with things in life. I've struggled with anxiety as a child and then as a young adult. And I've struggled with the normal things of, you know, how do you raise your kids and how do you be a great wife and how do you be you know, a great friend. I mean, just all the things that every person struggles with.
Sure.
And how do you fulfill God's call upon your life and all of that. But I would hope that when people look at me, they would see that they would just remember God and his faithfulness. So what about you?
Well, if someone looks at my life closely enough, they don't even have to put it under a microscope. I mean, they'd be able to see these things with the naked eye if they just look closely enough. They would see that I have many problems. Mm-hmm. I have many imperfections, hang-ups, insecurities, all the things that, again, we believe most people have in some way. And if they were to look at my life and see those things, they'd say, that boy needs saving. and that's really what I hope they would see is I need saving, therefore I need a savior.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I hope they realize is that no matter how messy my life can be, that they would see how loving, how gracious, how merciful, how forgiving, how life-giving Jesus really is.
Yeah. So true.
And then I think I would hope they would notice what I, you know, again, said in the first week of the series, we both were in agree that our default setting on dealing with problems is prayer. That we, I mean, reading and knowing the Bible is a big help, and a lot of times that informs us with how we pray.
For sure.
But again, my first response in a problem is always to pray.
Yeah.
And I think that what people would see in my life is I don't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. I mean, as pastors, people come to us hoping we will have answers for their problems. We don't always have all the answers. And so if I don't have the answers for your problems, I certainly don't have the answer for my problems. And so I turn to friends, people that I turn to that can help me figure things out. Yeah, my best friend, he is able to discern, identify problems very quickly. A lot of times in ministry, I'll call him and I'll say, I'm having trouble understanding something, and I'll tell him the situation, and he just nails it. He knows exactly what's going on. And then we can work on solutions. But, you know, for me, what I would hope people would see is, first of all, the Savior and who that Savior is, but how prayer and, you know, the presence of being with other people can make a big difference.
For sure.
So,
that's so good.
So wonderful. So any closing thoughts you have for us today?
You know, I would just encourage our listeners as you are walking through your own issues and problems, again, to remember that you are not alone, and that if you are having trouble with any of these tools that we're talking about, prayer, presence, gifts, service, witness, that I just encourage you to try them out, you know, and start with prayer and then try out the other ones and really dive into those things. And if you don't feel like your problems go away all at once because you've done this, don't be discouraged. Just continue to walk through it, because God will strengthen you. He'll show you things. You will grow. You'll mature. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I feel like our problems give us the opportunity for that kind of growth.
Right.
And that can be a very beautiful thing in someone's life.
Right. Again, we're not problem-free. Mm-hmm. And God certainly doesn't divinely deliver us from every problem we have. I mean, but he does promise he'll always be with us. He doesn't abandon us just because of some problem that we have encountered. So, friends, thank you so much for joining us, not just in this podcast, but any of the podcasts we listen to. We would always love to hear your feedback on this.
Yes.
Are there any other topics we can have? Is there something that you want to hear more about? I've got to tell you that we just have so much fun doing these podcasts. They are a blessing for us to do, because I don't know about you, Stephanie, but I actually have to, you know, we may write a question. I have to stop and think, well, that's a good question, but how would I answer it?
Right.
and hopefully it helps us to think through how it is a relationship with Jesus Christ can be life-changing, how it is it works every day of our lives, not just in the good times, not just in the bad times, even in the mundane times, how it is that faith is real. And friends, if you're enjoying these podcasts, it's always our hope that you would share this with other people. We're not making money off of this, this is not a plea to, hey, get other people to listen so we can get more money.
Right.
It's just something that we hope is life-giving and life-helping for people. And as always, if you do not have a church home and you would like to be part of a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith, where people journey together and try to follow Jesus as closely as we can. We would love to have you join us for worship on Sunday mornings. Our 8:30 and 10:50 services, you could actually preview on Facebook Live or YouTube if you want to check those out. And of course, we also have a 9:30 service we would welcome people to. Or if for some reason you have to work on Sunday mornings and you're looking for discipleship, our midweek programs are going on. We meet for a meal at 5:30 on Wednesday evenings, and then we have a number of different discipleship offerings at 6:30. We would love for you to be a part of our community. We would love to be a part of your life as well. God's blessings on you today. We'll talk to you again soon. We're so grateful that you joined us for today's podcast for St. Andrews Community United Methodist Church. We're located at 2727 Southwest 119th Street in Oklahoma City. So if you live in South Oklahoma City, Moore, Norman, Newcastle, Blanchard, Tuttle, Mustang, any of the surrounding communities, we would love to have you join us for worship. Service times are 8:15, 9:30, and 10:50. We hope to see you soon.